Hi, it's John here. This boot is brought to you at about 80 miles an hour, I should imagine. I'm on the 7:30 train out of King's Cross, which was due into Doncaster at 9 o'clock, and it's now going to get into Doncaster at 11:15, which is pretty good going when you think about it. It's going to be 2 hours late on a 1.5 hour journey. We've just stopped at Retford and nobody's got on, because I should imagine if you're at Retford train station and your train is going to be 2 hours late, you don't really hang about. But we're moving forward now. It appears that the train technology we're dealing with here is based on the principle, though, that in order to move forward, you've got to turn all the lights off. So that's the choice we've all had. It's move forward, lights off, or stand just outside Peterborough with the lights on. I kid you not, you could not make this up. However, not to worry, because National Express's solution to all this has been to offer us a free can of pop if we buy a sandwich. I'm sure it's just this country with the trains. Sometimes I get a little bit paranoid and think, actually, it's just the trains I'm on, because it seems to happen quite a lot. And then I swear I'll never travel around the country by train anymore. And then I lull myself into a false sense of security and go and do it. So I started my journey at Hook today, and it's involved two trains and the tube. And I left Hook at about 5 o'clock, so I'm coming up for 6 hours, and by the time I get in, this will probably have been a 7 hour odyssey. So as opposed to going to Hook train station, I should have just gone straight to Heathrow. I could be in New York by now. Anyway, just thought I'd update you on my progress, and what was it we used to say? Let the train take the strain. I don't think so. Anyway, this is John, and I'll see you later.